Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Come where humanity.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 16th, 2014. We're in hour one of the broadcast. We're streaming live at republicbroadcasting.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can reach me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Interesting week in the news, for sure. And we've got, as usual, quite a lot to talk about. U.S. jobs that returned after 2008's recession pay 23% less. We're going to be getting into that next hour. Also, Ron Paul wrote an interesting article, U.S. likely hiding the truth about the downed Malaysian flight MH17. We're going to be talking about that, too. You may have seen this in the news. Immigrant children swarm Atlanta Area School Registration Center, coming in from EAGnews.org. And something we've talked about on this broadcast since its inception, new study, you have zero impact on U.S. policy. Shouldn't have come as any surprise to RBN listeners, but maybe to some out there. More than 600 illegal immigrants released by the U.S. with criminal records, coming in from the DailySignal.com, most of that probably next hour. This hour, de-dollarization accelerates, China and Russia complete currency swap agreement. U.S. sends arms to Iraq to solve problems Washington helped create. 14 reasons why the U.S. economy's bubble of false prosperity may be about to burst. And if you haven't seen this in the news, Rob Reiner compares the Tea Party movement to Hamas. We'll be getting into that this hour also. Rick Perry indicted. Thought that was kind of interesting. But first, you know, I wanted to say a few things about what's going on in Ferguson with the rioting that we're seeing. Wow, some of the pictures that have come out this week of the militarized police, even the Pentagon sending equipment down there. I mean, you would really think that you were looking at a war zone in Iraq or Afghanistan. But, you know, I'm not going to discuss the fact of whether or not the Michael Brown is guilty or whatever, the bombshell revelation yesterday that he is suspected of having stole cigars just prior to the shooting. Not going to discuss that. What I wanted to discuss just a little bit about was the fact that I think this is something we're going to see more of. Civil unrest, rioting, race wars, if you will, in this country. I mean, you can just almost feel the tension anymore with the borderless southern border. One of the stories that I was reading there that we're going to get into next hour, now this is starting to impact the schools you're going to see more resentment. That article went on, people discussing the fact that, you know, now the taxpayers are going to have to foot this bill. But, you know, the story that's coming out of Ferguson, this would not even, you would have never heard of this story in Texas or California or here in North Carolina. You would never have heard of this story if this had been a black cop that shot a black teen, would you? It wouldn't have made it out of Ferguson, the story. Or if it had been a black cop that shot a white teen, you'd have never heard of the story. Would have been a non-story. If it had been a white cop that shot a white teen, wouldn't have heard of any of that, would you? Wouldn't have been a story. What if it was a Hispanic cop that shot a white teen? No, there would have been no story there. If the teen had been white, there would have been no story, period, no matter what. But a white cop shoots a black teen, and look at what has unfolded. Look at the reaction. Complete rioting in the streets. And I'm against unjustified violence, and if this youth was shot unjustly, then absolutely we want justice. But the reaction of the community. Now, I tried to look up a few statistics, and this is very difficult. So these statistics, you get quite a variety. So I'm not going to hang my hat on that these are 100% valid, because you may just never know. But it's got to be pretty close, because I looked it up for a while. In 2005, black men raped 37,460 white women. It was 115 times more black-on-white rape than white-on-black rape. 115 times. Now, let me ask you, those listening here in the North Carolina area, has anyone in this area heard of Maggie Daniels? Maggie Daniels. Anyone listening to this broadcast, does that name ring a bell? I dare say it doesn't. Well, in North Carolina, on the 28th of June, the popular Maggie Daniels, named State's Teacher of the Year for 2011, was found brutally beaten, raped, and strangled to death in her own apartment. The place showed signs of a violent struggle. It's been on the news. The attacker was a black man that lived inside the apartment. Inside the apartment building, you know. Few doors down, supposedly. 2011 Teacher of the Year, white lady. There is no outrage in the white community, no matter what happens to people of our race. Absolutely no outrage whatsoever. We just suck it up. No matter what. And look at the statistics. Look at the statistics. And I just find it interesting when we see what happens, and you look at the actual numbers, how well the white people are willing to accept what happens to them. Now, if Michael Brown was unjustly shot, then certainly justice should be served. But the reaction of the community to burn stores that didn't have anything is outrageous, and it's unjustified. But Lee, I'm here to tell you people, we're going to see more and more of this as we move forward, not so much from any particular race, from all races. We're going to see the races. Unfortunately, I'm not for this. You know, we talk at length every time during the caller hour about how we've got to come together. We've all got to come together. I used to really harp on that a lot. Now, I wanted that. Now, I just don't see it happening. We're not coming together. We're more divided than ever. And unfortunately, that's what we're going to see moving forward. In this country, there is a reason the police are militarized. They know what's happening in advance. They're preparing for the civil unrest that's coming in America as the economy worsens. As our whole world is in chaos, you see what's going on in the Ukraine, in Gaza, ISIS in Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, the by-design economic collapse, the corruption in our government, the NSA spying, the VA scandal, open border policy, invasion from the southern border, the militarized police. You can see what's happening. All you've got to do is wake up and smell the coffee as things continue to worsen by these tyrants this puppet government that's owned by the corporations and the banks, and we'll be getting that story next hour. You're going to find that very interesting, as I'm sure I did. I found it so interesting when I read the story. We'll be discussing it next hour. But how about Rick Perry being indicted? I didn't even know this was going on. People in Texas may want to comment on this next hour. I mean, if he can be indicted for corruption, abuse of power, wow. What have we been waiting for? But I don't really know the story. We're going to get into it after the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Thirty-five percent of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses, and I know you're out there that still believe the lie. And I was surprised to see this in the news in the last couple of days. A Travis County grand jury indicted Governor Rick Perry on two charges related to his effort last year to force District Attorney Rosemary Lemberg to resign after her drunken driving arrest. Grand jurors charged Perry, 64, with abuse of official capacity, a first-degree felony, and coercion of a public servant, a third-degree felony. The first charge carries punishment of 5 to 99 years. Wow. Different there, 5 to 99 years, and a fine up to $10,000. The second charge is punishable by 2 to 10 years, and a fine up to $10,000. The indictment stems from Perry's threat last summer to withhold $7.5 million in state money from Lemberg's office unless she stepped down, a threat he later carried out by vetoing an appropriations in the state budget. Marianne Wiley, general counsel for Perry, said in a statement following the indictment, the veto in question was made in accordance with the veto authority afforded to every governor under the Texas Constitution. We will continue to aggressively defend the governor's lawful and constitutional action, and we believe he will ultimately prevail. Immediately after the announcement, Perry, who is poised to make a second run for president, tweeted, "Help Rick Pack, elected candidates who support a strong border, new jobs, smaller government, and physical responsibility." Wow. That's like the byline for everyone running for office, isn't it? Strong border, new jobs, smaller government, and physical responsibility. Every politician, it's like they go to class and they teach them to say that, even though they don't do anything about it. The special prosecutor in the case, San Antonio attorney Michael McCrum, said he was confident with the strength of the charges filed against Perry. "There has been an immense amount of work that has gone into my investigation up until this point," he told reporters after announcing the indictment. "I have interviewed over 40 people who are related in some way to the events that happened." He later added, "I looked at the law, I looked at the facts, and I presented everything possible to the grand jury." Asked about his thoughts of Perry's ability to do his job as governor, McCrum said, "I took into account the fact that we're talking about the governor of a state and a governor of the state of Texas, which we all love, obviously, that carries a level of importance. But when it gets down to it, the law is the law, and the elements are the elements." That is very interesting. Now, I've not been following this story. Those listening in Texas, you know, this may be in your newspapers and radio or whatever for the last several weeks leading up to it. I wasn't aware of even the investigation, but I find it interesting that a grand jury will indict Governor Perry on these charges, and we can't do a darn thing with those in Washington. I mean, they don't uphold the laws that's on the books with regards to the invasion on the southern border. They don't declare war since World War II, but we've bombed over 50 countries since then. They let the Federal Reserve coin and regulate our money. I mean, they operate outside the Constitution so much, it would be laughable if it wasn't so darn sad. And we can't do anything. Fast and Furious, VA scandal. I mean, we could go down such a big, long Benghazi. I mean, how long a list do you want to go down? And if anything happens, some lowly peons roll. How many times have we had that discussion on this broadcast about the inability to do anything about the criminality in Washington, D.C.? So I just found it interesting that they can indict the governor, and, you know, maybe that's, I mean, it was talking about this person wouldn't step down if you got a DWI. Can't he just fire her? Isn't he the governor? He don't have that power in that regard? I don't know. I don't understand the full structure of it, but I thought, you know, the governor had certain powers. He could fire and hire who he wanted. Maybe she's not under his jurisdiction. I don't know. Moving on, when we take phone calls in the third hour, if someone from the Texas area or someone has more information on that, wants to shed some light, feel free. How about this coming in from WorldNet Daily? Actor and director Rob Reiner, once best known to America's TV audiences as Meathead, the young liberal who riled up Archie Bunker on All in the Family. You know, I never was an All in the Family fan. I think the intro to it, that singing they done, I think that killed it for me. Today, Reiner is still riling up others with his liberal politics As an activist for same-sex marriage in California and campaigning for the likes of Al Gore, his latest lefty comments, however, may catch some by surprise. Appearing on Larry King's Russia Today television program. How about that? Larry King is on Russia Today. Politicking with Larry King. Thursday night, Reiner compared the Tea Party movement to the terrorist organization Hamas, claiming there's only one way to deal with such extremist groups. You have to eliminate them, Reiner said. Isn't that interesting? Now, he is comparing the Tea Party group to Hamas. Now, what if, let's say, Ron Paul had compared the NAACP to Hamas or something like that? You wouldn't be able to turn on a TV without seeing him being demonized. Here, this is, I've seen this nowhere. I did hear a John Statmiller mention it last night, but you can beat up on the Tea Party movement. You can beat up on Christian organizations. You can beat up on conservative organizations. You can beat up on anyone that's pro-Constitution or Second Amendment all you want to. The mainstream liberal media will not lift a finger. You can say whatever you want to. They could compare the Tea Party movement to anyone they wanted to. Stalin, Lenin, anyone you want to. It'll be fine. There will be no repercussions for Rob Reiner. He likened his solution to dealing with the Tea Party. You look at the Congress right now in the United States, you've got a strong Tea Party group controlling the whole country. Really? Because they have a gridlock. They have a gridlock stranglehold on Republican House Speaker John Boehner, Reiner said. Boehner can't make a move. And so for that reason, nothing gets brought up in the Congress. So anything you're dealing with an extremist group, you cannot negotiate with them. And the way to do it is just to eliminate it, said Reiner. With the Tea Party, you have to go through a political thing. You have to wait till 2020 to redistrict. But that is really tough stuff. So if there's an organization that you don't like, that the people are electing to office, but you don't like them, you redistrict them away. You use the redistricting process to get rid of your opponents. How about that? Man, they just openly say this stuff in our face. Now, I for one have thought that the Tea Party movement had become completely ineffective. You say, no, Farron, you're wrong. Call Third Hour and tell me who they elected and what change they've effected. You can point to who they've elected, but what change have they effected? The Republicans had the House since 2010. We've went $3 trillion further in bankruptcy since then. I sound like a broken record, don't I? So, to me, it's the two-party, one-party system. It's the Republicrats and the Democons. It's mid-Atlantic wrestling straight out of 1987 when Ric Flair was the world champion. It's no different, and it sickens me. Coming up on the break, when we come back, 14 reasons why the U.S. economy bubble of false prosperity may be about to bust. Back in moments.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. You know, I've been saying now for the last couple of weeks, my message has changed to preparedness. I talked to a friend of mine yesterday. I guess I haven't talked to him in, oh, time flies, 9 months, something like that. Older gentleman, very liberal, matter of fact. You wouldn't think that we would get along very well, but we do. But you know what he told me he was doing yesterday? He was canning. Canning. He's learning to can. He said he quadrupled the size of his garden. He's retired. He said, I just stay at home. I'm gardening. I'm canning because guess what? It's coming. He believes that things will continue to worsen and that it behooves him for the sake of his family to be preparing, stockpiling canning lids, bought his jars this year. And he was telling me all the things he had learned about gardening this year. And you know what I found interesting about this, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind me saying this. Several years ago, he didn't feel this way. When I was preaching this in 2008 and 2009 and so on, there was a lot of people that thought that was nuts. But look at it now. Look at the big picture now of what we see in the world. Look at what we see coming on the horizon. There is a lot of not just liberals, not just moderates, not just Democrats, not just Republicans. It's the whole enchilada, brother and sister. But there's a lot of people out there now that can't believe what they're seeing go on in this country, what the people are willing to tolerate. When you ride by the ghost malls, last Saturday I was in High Point again. I'm telling you, if it had just stuck up a sign, I'm tempted to take one and stick it up just for the humorous effect. If you'd put Detroit in some of the areas, I would have believed it. I would have believed it in a minute. I mean, it's unbelievable. I hadn't been there in 6 months, and it's just even changed for the worse since then. To get us started, this is coming in from one of my favorite websites, theeconomiccollapseblog.com. Did you know that a major event just happened in the financial markets that we have not seen since the financial crisis of 2008? If you rely on the mainstream media for your news, you probably didn't even hear about it. Just prior to the last stock market crash, a massive amount of money was pulled out of junk bonds. Now it is happening again. In fact, as you will see, the market for high-yield bonds just experienced a Six Sigma event. But this is not the only indication that the U.S. economy could be on the verge of hard times. Retail sales are extremely disappointing. Mortgage applications are at a 14-year low. And growing geopolitical storms around the world have investors spooked for a long time now. We've been enjoying a period of relative economic stability, even though our underlying economic fundamentals continue to get even worse. Unfortunately, there are now a bunch of signs that the period of relative stability could be about to end. The following are 14 reasons why the U.S. economy's bubble of false prosperity may be about to burst. If you're standing, please be seated. If you're seating, you may want to lay down. The U.S. junk bond market just experienced a Six Sigma event earlier this month. In other words, it is an event that is only supposed to have a chance of 1 in 500 million of happening. Billions of dollars are being pulled out of the junk bonds right now. And that has some analysts wondering if a financial crash is right around the corner. The last time we saw a junk bond rout of this magnitude was back during the financial crash of 2008. In fact, the Telegraph recently explained bonds usually crash before stocks do. The credit market usually leads the equity market during turning points, as happened when the credit markets crashed first in 2008. Retail sales have missed expectations for 3 months in a row, and we just had the worst reading since January. Things have gotten so bad that even Walmart's really struggling. Same store sales at Walmart have declined for 5 quarters in a row, and the outlook for the future is not particularly promising. That one's kind of hard for me to believe. I mean, at least my local Walmart seems to be doing fine. The 4-week moving average for mortgage applications just hit a 14-year low. It's now even lower than it was during the worst moments of the financial crisis of 2008. The tech industry is supposed to be booming, but mass layoffs in the tech industry are actually 68% ahead of last year's pace. According to the Federal Reserve, 40% of all households in the United States are currently showing signs of financial stress. How about that? Now, according to the Federal Reserve, 40% of all households in the United States are currently showing signs of financial stress. How about that? While our government still doles out foreign aid around the world, meddles in everyone's foreign affairs, is involved in nation building, spends trillions, we spend more than the next 11 nations combined on our military, allows our southern border to be wide open, has no problem letting our veterans struggle for health care, could care less if our elderly have to choose between food and medicine. They'll also set back and let 40% of all households in the United States struggle with financial stress due to the policies of the Republicans and the Democrats. That's who's to blame for what's going on in this country right now. U.S. home ownership rate has fallen to the lowest level since 1995, according to one survey. 76% of Americans do not have enough money saved to cover 6 months of expenses. Rumblings of a stock market correction have become so loud that even the mainstream media is starting to report on it. CNN headline from earlier this month is a correction near, Wall Street on edge. It absolutely, sooner or later, has to happen. So brace yourself. You know, I was talking, and I mentioned it last week, to a good friend of mine, Bill. Sells gold panning and equipment like that. Has a great store if you've never been to it. It's local in Statesville. But he was discussing the fact that a correction, something has, whether it's on the short horizon or somewhere in the distance, it's like there's a lot of people that are now starting to feel this coming. You know, I said it a couple of weeks ago, when you hear the train coming, you don't have to see it to know it's on its way. And brother and sister, she's coming because these criminals will not let it be any other way. The civil war in Iraq is spiraling out of control. Look at the great job we've done there. Wow, could anyone disagree now that they would be better off if we had just completely left them alone? They had nothing to do with 9/11. Even George W. Bush admitted that. So those of you that still believe that, you're so much not in the know, it's sickening. You know, if you think Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11. Barack Obama has just announced that he is going to send 130 troops to the country in a humanitarian capacity. We are the great humanitarian, are we not? I mean, we will come and liberate you to the next world. We are the great humanitarian. Iraq is the seventh largest oil-producing nation on the entire planet, and if the flow of oil is disrupted, that could have serious consequences. Now, you know, the situations in Iraq are completely our fault. We've created this mess over there, spent trillions to do it. But I do understand why some people support going in and trying to save the lives of some of the people that is going to meet their fate due to the situations that we've helped create. But we could debate that on another day. As a result of the conflict in Ukraine, the United States, Canada, and the European Union have slammed sanctions on Russia. In return, Russia has slapped sanctions on them. Will this slowdown in global trade significantly harm the U.S. economy? Time will tell. The three-day ceasefire between Hamas and Israel is about to end, and Hamas officials are saying that they are preparing for a long-term battle. If a resolution is not found soon, we could potentially see full-blown regional war erupt in the Middle East. Yeah, the world is in one heck of a shape. I'll give you that. The number of Ebola deaths continues to grow. And if the virus starts spreading inside the United States, it has the potential to pretty much shut down our entire economy. Meanwhile, things look even more dire in other regions of the globe. The economic slowdown has gotten so bad in some nations over in Europe that they are actually experiencing deflation. Portugal has crashed into deep deflation, and Italy's inflation rate has fallen to zero as the Eurozone flirts with recession, automatically pushing these countries further towards a debt compound spiral. Whew. We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Aaron. Stay with me.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Being in the studio, the website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. And, you know, I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage because I no longer have cable television. But I did put up an antenna. Or let me rephrase. My wife may be listening. She put up an antenna. And we're getting the free TV. And for the first time, I've been able to... and, wow, there's a lot of channels there I'm happy with. I'm never going to pay for TV again, I bet. But anyway... Isn't it interesting how the news has changed so suddenly? Remember how all the stories were the southern border? Blah, 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 what's going on the southern border? Robin Williams dies, the riots start breaking out. I haven't seen anything in the news about on mainstream media, you know. about what's going on there. That story's been dropped like a hot potato. No one even mentions it. It just moves on. The cycle of news. It's amazing what falls out the memory hole as they move you into whatever they want to keep you focused on. We are discussing a little bit of a story here, the economiccollapseblog.com. This is on the RSS feed of the alternativemedia.com if you want to share it or read it for yourself. And in Japan, the GDP has contracted at 6.8% annual rate during the second quarter. Japan's economy suffered its worst contraction since 2011 in the second quarter as consumer spending on big items slumped in the wake of a sales tax rise. Gross domestic product shrunk by an annualized 6.8% in 3 months ending in June. Japan's cabinet office said Wednesday the results was actually better than the 7% contraction that they had predicted by economists. On a quarterly basis, Japan's GDP dropped by 1.7% as business and housing investments declined. Japan's economy last suffered a hit of this magnitude after the 2011 tsunami and nuclear disaster. There is no way that this bubble of false prosperity is going to last forever. It was never real to begin with. It was just based on a pyramid of debt and false promises. In fact, the condition of the global financial system is now far worse than it was just prior to the financial crisis of 2008. Sadly, most people do not understand these things. Most people just assume that our leaders have fixed whatever caused the problem last time, and when the next crisis arrives, they will be totally blindsided by it. Now, I know that does not that is not true of RBN listeners, people who listen to this broadcast, but it is true, absolutely true, sadly true about the majority, by far, of the people in our neighborhoods, in our cities and counties, and in our country. They're not going to be at all prepared. It done my heart good to talk to my friend yesterday and find out that he was preparing. And I know there's a lot of people out there like that. I know he's not alone. I know that there is, and maybe more than ever, people that believe broadcasts like this are ridiculous or whatever, send me the hate mail or whatever, that's fine. But there's a lot of people out there that's smart enough to connect the dots and see what's going on, and something inside them, deep inside, maybe a little voice they've never, ever heard before, is trying to wake up and say, hey, things are not looking so good. Hey, maybe you need to start really looking into what's going on. If you want to hide something from the American people, the best place to put it is in a book, because no one seems to look there anymore. Start reading, listening to RBN, and looking at the news with an open mind to see how much of it you can attempt to try to digest and believe. Because I'm here to tell you, the television is the biggest lying box that's ever been created in the history of the world. It is the deceiver, and it amazes me through my little 6 years of doing this broadcast how you are really fighting the information that people digest through the mainstream media and the lies, and how willing they are to believe the lies of the politicians. How unwilling they are to accept cold, hard, irrefutable facts. I'm not talking about opinions. I'm not talking about something that can be debated, but I'm talking about cold, hard facts when it comes to with regards to the economy, the statistics I just read you, whether it be the facts about what actually happened at an event. 9/11, 7/7, Oklahoma City, whatever, what have you, Waco. And I guess that's, kind of what we're up against. I wanted to get this story in, hopefully, this hour. ZeroHedge.com read an excellent article, kind of breaks down what we've seen over the last couple of months. So let's get into that. If we don't get it completed, we'll finish it next hour. The last 3 months have seen Russia's de-dollarization plans accelerate. First, Gazprom clients shift to euros and the rubini. Then the UK signs currency swaps agreements with China. Then NATO ally Turkey cuts ties and mulls de-dollarization. Switzerland jumps into the currency swap agreements, and BRICS create their own non-U.S.-based funding vehicle. And then finally, this week, Russia's oligarchs have shifted cash holdings to Hong Kong. But this week, as Russia Today reports, Russia and Chinese central banks have agreed a draft currency swap agreement, which allows them to increase trade in domestic currencies and cut the dependence on the U.S. dollar in bilateral payments. The agreement will stimulate further development of direct trade in yen and rubles on the domestic foreign exchange market, Russia and China. In early July, the central bank chairwoman, Elvira, said Moscow and Beijing were close to reaching an agreement on conducting swap operations in national currencies to boost trade. The deal was later discussed during her trip to China. President Putin, during his visit to Shanghai in May, said cooperation between Russia and Chinese banks was growing, and the two sides were set to continue developing the financial structure. Work is underway to increase the amount of mutual payments in national currencies, as we intend to consider new financial instruments, Putin said in talks with the president of China. It appears the deal is done. The Russian and Chinese central banks have agreed a draft currency swap agreement, which will allow them to increase trade in domestic currencies and cut the dependence on U.S. dollars in payments. The draft document between Central Bank of Russia and the People's Bank of China on national currency swaps has been agreed by the parties and is at the stage of formal approval procedures. The Russian Central Bank has not given precise details of the size of the currency swaps nor when it will be launched. It says it will depend on demand. According to the bank, the agreements will serve as an additional instrument for ensuring international financial stability. Also, it will offer the possibility to obtain liquidity in critical situations. The agreement will stimulate further development of direct trade in yen and rubles on domestic foreign exchange markets of Russia and China. So, as we've talked about, it's starting to happen. Currency, over 75% of payments in Russia, Chinese trade settlements are made in U.S. dollars. But that is fixing to change. As we have explained repeatedly in the past, the further the West antagonizes Russia, the more economic sanctions it lobs at it, the more Russia will be forced away from the U.S.-denominated trading system and into one which faces China and India. So you're going to see, and you know, this all could be by design, I can believe that, that they're pushing it to this to completely collapse America, then hopefully to bring about whatever it is they want after that. Whichever way it is, whatever the truth of the matter is, it's happening, and it's not good for you living in this country. Whether it's all by design, whether this is part of their plan, whether it's happenstance, whatever. We could debate that endlessly and probably not know any more about it at the end of the debate than we do right now. The fact of the matter is, it's happening. And as it happens, it's going to affect you. It's going to affect your children. It's going to affect your grandchildren. As this country's decline continues unabated, they're not going to fix the problem in Washington, D.C. That is for sure. They are actually, the cause of the problem can't be the fix, you know? So we need to all come together and just accept the fact that we're sold out by these traitors in Washington, D.C. They don't represent us. Stay with me. Continue with the news next hour, third hour, taking your phone calls. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.